Well, let me just get a tape run. We'll just have that conversation if we can. Like we've talked about, Grant, obviously the focus right now is on spring planting and trying to get Mother Nature to cooperate. We're a little bit late here. Any concern as we move forward?
Well, we are moving into just about the middle of April now, aren't we? And spring wheat being a cool season, early planted crop, we start to get concerned when planting moves into the delayed timeline. Overall, I have a very diverse territory in that it's North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota. And so as I move north in my territory, we're not getting as concerned about any sort of delays. As we move south into the territory, there's definitely being some thoughts on what do I need to do with my spring wheat crop if I am planting quite a bit later than normal.
So what kind of recommendations do you have once we are finally able to get the crop going?
Planting date in spring wheat is a critical management factor. We often talk about the fact that when you think of your optimum timeline to plant, you have a seeding rate. And as you get delayed past your optimum, a couple days, a week, even a month, you need to think about that you're not going to have as good of tillering in that spring wheat crop because here in the north, we get hotter in the months of June and July, and that speeds along the growth process of wheat. So we need to get more seeds in the ground than we would have if we planted early, when we do plant late, so that we can have more seeds, more main stems, to make up for that decrease in tillering that we're going to see.
So is there a certain planting rate population we're looking at, or what are your expectations? Does it differ from any part of the region to another?
Seeding rate in spring wheat is becoming an important management factor that a lot of growers and consultants and sales agronomists are paying attention to. I would say that seeding rate definitely changes based on my region, whether you go north, south, east, or west, whether you're in no-till, conventional till, and so on. However, just think of the fact that if, let's just say 1.3 million pure live seeds an acre is our starting point, as we start to delay planting, we want to think about bumping up our seeding rate by a percent to a percent and a half of the seeding rate per day that we're starting to delay. Well, if you end up getting delayed a week, you need to bump that up by 7 to 10% to account for that later planting date above your optimum seeding rate that you're planting at.
So anything else that we should do to make sure we get that crop off to a good start? Is it too late to be thinking about seed treatments, those kind of things? Or
now that we are moving into a little bit of a later planting schedule for spring wheat, there's some different management practices you can think about in order to get your optimum yield. One would be looking at the varieties that you're planting. As we get pretty late, you start to think that those later maturing spring wheat varieties might not be your best bet because they are going to need an extra week until they flower, and they will hit that summer heat a little faster or in a little worse shape than early maturities will. So planting earlier maturity varieties can be a benefit, or switching out some of your acres away from the longer maturing wheats to the earlier maturing wheats. I think that one thing we need to realize in wheat is it's a very forgiving crop. We think that optimum soil temperatures are right around 34 to 36 degrees Fahrenheit when you can plant at that and be just fine. The wheat seed will sit there. It will slowly start to germinate. It won't really get going rapidly where you're getting growing degree day units accumulated until about 40 degrees Fahrenheit. But by all means, a cool soil is not our worst nightmare when it comes to spring wheat.
Think about it. Spring wheat's really that cool season crop anyway. So that's where we benefit. That's why we do it in this part of the world.
With spring wheat being a cool season crop, that is our one saving grace for this coming growing season, in that a lot of our meteorology friends are predicting a bit of a below average start to the growing season for temperatures. And so let's just say that we do end up getting the crop planted. Even if we're planting a little bit late, it's not going to be concerning if we're a little bit below average in temperature, because our wheat plant will be thanking us for that. It will be tillering, it will be growing in a better shape with those cooler temperatures. Conversely to the warm season grasses like corn, sorghum, or soybeans.
Do you want to get into some of these other topics or no?
save those for other weeks. Just planting date is good. We can talk about things such as what is optimum planting, what is late, and when is insurance date passed. We could think about rehash a few of those things.
Talk to me about optimal seeding rate. What is the consideration for the grower?
Optimal seeding rate is a very important thing in spring wheat and something that we are paying a lot of attention to at Westbred Wheat. Every variety has its own optimal seeding rate. There is not a one-size-fits-all for all of the diverse spring wheat varieties out there in the market. If we want to just start to simply think about it, let's think about phenotypic traits, characteristics of varieties that will determine how we want to plant an optimal seeding rate, what seeding rate that should be. The easiest one that we think a lot about is lodging or straw strength. Varieties with very poor straw strength, 4 or 5 or 6 on the 1 to 9 scale, they will almost surely respond to lower seeding densities, lower seeding rates at planting with less lodging because you'll have more tillers and less main stems, causing lower lodging.
When we talk about planting dates, obviously crop insurance has to be a part of that conversation as well. The dates change, obviously, from different parts of your region to others.
In spring wheat right now, we're understanding it's a little bit of a late planting season, and it's getting later and later as spring is cooler and cooler. However, looking at crop insurance dates is a good reminder of what we can do with wheat. In North Dakota and Minnesota, it is 5-31 for our last planting date in pretty much the southern half of North Dakota, Minnesota. And then it's 6-5 June 5th, for when that last planting date to receive crop insurance is. And I think that's a good reminder in that when you hit June 1 in spring wheat country, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, especially the northern parts of North Dakota and South Dakota, or Minnesota, when you hit June 1 in North Dakota and Minnesota, it is time to start thinking about a warmer season crop, such as corn, sunflowers, soybeans, something that will respond to those warmer temperatures in later in the season than wheat. Because planting in June, you're almost assuredly to have about 50% lower yield than you will having planted in April or May.
Grant, obviously some anxiety. If growers have some questions, who should they be in contact with to get some of the information they want from Westbred Wheat?
It is a dynamic winter wheat and spring wheat season right now. We're seeing some really interesting things. If you have more questions about what to do, specifically with the Westbred wheats, contact myself at 314-343-6122 is a great resource. Additionally, your sales associate, dealer, or crop consultants are wonderful places to get advice about how to think about your spring wheat crop as planting delays. I think we did pretty good. I don't know that I did it in a very perfect way, but there's always going to be something there.
That's my job, to edit things down. I think you had tremendous information. Some of the stuff is, I think,